Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Tuesday, the 16th of August, 2022. I'm Sean Aylmer, and every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Righto, story number one. The S&P ASX 200 closed up 0.6% today to 7,105 points. It was the highest close since early June, in no small part helped by BHP. I'll tell you about that in a moment. The banks were mixed, with Commonwealth Bank and Macquarie both up 1%. CSL was also up 1%. Other strong performers included Fortescue Metals, Telstra and Aristocrat Leisure. On the flip side, Woodside Energy tumbled nearly 2%. Property giant Scentre Group fell 2% also, while REA Group dropped 1.5%. Challenger was the worst performer, down more than 10% after its half-year result disappointed investors. Buy now, pay later group Zipco was off 8%. The best performer was tracking group Life 360. Its share price rose nearly 5% after management said it's on the way to profitability with a jump in users and subscribers. For the first half of this calendar year, the group lost $32 million. Story number two, BHP today outlined a massive underlying profit of $21.3 billion for the 2022 financial year. Now, that's the second largest in its history, and it also outlined another bumper dividend, sending its share price up nearly 5%. High commodity prices, particularly coal and iron ore, underpinned the results. But it might be that the best is over, with commodity prices falling back amid growing fears of a much slower Chinese economy. Story number three, the Reserve Bank board minutes from its meeting 2 weeks ago were released today, and it's clear that while it has lifted rates for 4 months running, it isn't on a set path to hit a target. The bank wants to keep the economy on an even keel. There'll be more rate rises, that's pretty clear from the minutes, but the size and speed of those hikes depends on economic data. Higher prices and wage and price setting behaviour presents a material risk to the outlook, the board said, and it's worried about what's going to happen to household spending. At the moment, it's buoyant, but confidence isn't. There's a not insubstantial risk that people will just slow their spending. Story number four. So many profits today. Where to start? Online recruitment company Seek reported a big jump in profit before extraordinary items thanks to the labour market recovery in the region. Its share price, though, fell 5%. The country's largest property group, Goodman Group, grew operating profits by 25% last financial year, with revenue breaking through the $5 billion mark. Its share price closed down just a touch. And pandemic e-commerce favourite Temple & Webster has outlined a drop in net profit and warned that sales since the end of the financial year have been slow. But the results did show a spike in sales last year and an improvement in profit margins, and that sent its share price up 30%. Not bad. And story number five, we're going to Canberra. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison is under pressure to resign from politics after it emerged that he took over five so-called shadow portfolios when in government, four of which the presiding minister didn't seem to know about. Current Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called it an unprecedented trashing of our democracy. Mr. Morrison, who became shadow ministers for health, finance, resources, home affairs and treasury, today said he hadn't needed to use the additional powers and apologised to his colleagues. That's it for the afternoon report for Tuesday, the 16th of August, 2022. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning for the Wednesday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.